Yes, we'll do that. Say hello to everybody. Well, it is great to be with you folks. I know that we have really been looking forward to coming and be with you all. And this has been a fun week for us. We've done, well, what we normally do, a lot of traveling. I shared with folks yesterday that there were three Awana missionaries that we were together yesterday at a leadership conference down in just south of Dover, Delaware, down in Camden. And I shared with them that, you know, I am not unique among the Awana missionaries. We all travel actually tens of thousands of miles every year, ministering in churches and in Awana clubs to leaders, encouraging pastors, building relationships with churches, trying to help fortify Awana clubs, and ministering in many different areas. I've shared before about our prison ministry. Later on in Sunday school, I'm going to share about a brand new ministry that Awana is involved in. Awana isn't looking to do more ministry. You know, we've got plenty going on. But when the Lord drops something in your lap, it's like, well, I guess we better take a look at this. And so there's something really exciting that is coming up in our brand new grandparenting ministry. So now we've got ministry all the way from the Puggles, you know, the three-year-olds, all the way up to, 110 years old. So I guess we are covering the whole span. We will give a little update as well about our ministry. We appreciate your prayers for us. As the pastor said, we just a couple of weeks ago celebrated our 45th wedding anniversary. And we did not know that our kids had sent letters to all of our friends and enemies. And, well, I guess it was all of our friends. To friends and churches and just telling them about that. And then my son, who's a pastor at one of the pastors at a church 3 miles down the road, and he said, we've got a special grandparenting thing on Saturday. You know, can you and Mom come? You guys would really enjoy this. And we thought, oh, you know, well, Awana's, you know, starting this new grandparenting thing. This sounds interesting. And then, you know, he said, you know, Paige and Cameron, you know, they've got a part in it as well, two of our granddaughters. So we thought, oh, okay, well, this will be interesting. It's not usual that we have a free Saturday, but we kind of kept that weekend open because that was our anniversary weekend. And so we go down to this special grandparenting thing that they've got going on in their church. And as we walk in, you know, it's like, wow, why are all these, my first thought was, why are all these people standing against the wall? You know, and then I realized, well, I know these people. They're from, well, friends and people that we've known down through the years. And then it was surprise. And wow, it was like, what a shock that was. And then to open so many cards and, wow, you know, cards from, you know, some of you folks, and we appreciated hearing from you, and wow, what an encouragement and surprise it was. So thank you to all of you that had a part in that. We are very, very grateful. And as the pastor said, about a year ago, our missionary account was looking pretty sad. We were thousands of dollars in the red, and that does not make Awana home office real happy when that happens. And they said, you know, you need to take care of that. And we thought, well, okay, and, you know, it was pretty serious. You know, Donna, who helps in the office, well, you know, I couldn't pay her to help anymore. She had to, you know, do all of the work, you know, 40 hours plus that she helps every week. And so it's like, okay, you're free now. Not free from helping me, but free from getting paid. But, you know, so she did that. And if things didn't look better, you know, within a few months, you know, other things would be happening. And, So we thought, well, I had been in a church and sat in a Sunday school class that one particular Sunday morning, and the pastor said, you know, as Christians, if we've got a need, you know, our responsibility is to share that with others, you know, and let so they can pray for us. So we shared that need with churches, and, you know, we were very shocked and surprised as, wow, checks begin to come in. And one church said, you know, don't ever do this again, you know. You know, it's like, uh-oh, what, send a letter out, you know. And then underneath it, it said, you know, when you have a need of any kind, please share it. Don't do this again, you know, trying to figure out on your own, you know. Share the need with us, you know, so we can pray, so we can help if possible. And others said, you know, thank you for sharing, you know, the need that you had. And so we were very blessed, and we were hoping to get our account back up to, I think, $3,000 or $4,000 in the black. And we ended up getting like $15,000 in the black. So it's like, you know, that verse in the Bible says, you know, the Lord, you know, when he answers our prayer, he does it abundantly above all we could ask, exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. And so we just praise the Lord and thank you for your help. And wow, we just have so much to be thankful for, and we just praise the Lord for his goodness in so many ways. And ouch! Oh, wow. You're not supposed to bite my knee like that. Wow, why did you bite my knee?
I thought you forgot about me.
No, I didn't forget about you, and
I scared the pastor a couple times.
Yeah, I know, you know, he forgot you were down there, and he likes doing it. He likes hiding under pulpits where he can scare people. But how you been doing?
Not so good.
Not so good?
No.
Well, what's the problem?
I got root rot.
You have root rot?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I've ever heard of that sickness. Root rot. What is root rot?
Well, I like the Cleveland Browns.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I've been rootin', and they've been rotten.
Yeah, well, that's true. And you have to be careful here because you've got a lot of Pittsburgh Steelers fans and, you know, at least one Philadelphia Eagles fan. And so, you know, I stay out of that. I'm neither.
You're a Dallas Cowboy fan.
Well, you weren't supposed to tell that part. But yes, so I hope you get to feeling better, Hank.
I will.
Well, I hope so. But Hank does get to go with us to a lot of different churches and Awana clubs, and I know you've learned a lot of things in Awana. And I thought maybe today you could just kind of share with us, who's your favorite Bible character? That would be kind of interesting to know.
Let's see, my favorite Bible character.
Is it Noah or David or Paul?
I know.
Okay, who's your favorite Bible character?
Ron Waters.
Hank, Ron Waters is not a Bible character.
Well, he's a character.
I don't know about that, but, you know, the Bible was written thousands of years ago. There's no way he could be a Bible character.
He looks old enough to be one.
Now, Hank, now that's not being nice. I want you to apologize to Ron right now. You tell him you're sorry.
I'm sorry you look so old.
No, Hank, I think we better change the subject.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, later on, we've got our balloon family here, and we're going to be talking about heaven and being ready for heaven. The Bible tells us that we've got to be ready to go. You know, before you go someplace, you have to get ready to go. Before you came here today, you had to get ready to go. You know, when you go to school, kids, you have to get ready to go. And we get ready in different different ways. You know, if you're going to a wedding, well, you're probably going to dress a little differently than when you go out to play or when you go to work. And you have to be ready for heaven.
You have to get dressed?
No, not dressed, but you have to be ready the way God tells us to be ready. You know, sometimes, you know, you get ready to go to church or Awana, or you get ready to go to school or work, you know, and, you know, you got to wash your face, you got to brush your teeth.
I brushed my teeth, see?
Okay. But we're going to be talking today about being ready for heaven.
Now, that sounds good.
So later on this morning, the Balloon family is going to help us with that.
Hey, there's the pastor.
Yep, there's the pastor.
Hi, pastor. Hey, he talks to dummies. Hey, did you know? I know how he and Cheryl met.
You mean before they got married? How they met?
Yeah.
Oh, how'd they meet? Where did they meet?
They met at a travel agency.
Is that right?
Yeah. She was looking for a vacation, and, well, he was the last resort.
Hank, you are not being very nice at all. Well, listen, we've got some bells down here.
Yeah, I see.
And this is the first time my wife's been here, and I'm glad that she could be here today. This is my wife, Donna. And, you know, we face a lot of things in our life, all of us, every week. Physical problems, family difficulties, financial woes and worries, and other things that come into our life each and every day. And it's great to know that if we know Jesus Christ as our Savior, He's there to help us through those difficult times. So a song, my favorite hymn, Victory in Jesus.
And can I introduce her?
Well, I suppose.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here she is on the bells, the ding-a-ling.
Hank. If you're wondering how she does so well on that, she had a lot of coffee this morning. So, you know, it really works very, very well. But victory in Jesus. And he is the one that does give us that victory each and every day. Well, you know, as we read in God's Word, he tells us that we need to be ready for heaven. He tells us that he is coming back again sometime soon. He says, "You be ready also," or "Be ye ready also, for the Son of Man," that's Jesus, "is coming at an hour when ye think not." Jesus said he's coming back again and that we need to be ready. Now, we've been hearing that for years and years, haven't we? Some of you have been hearing that for 50 or 60 or 70 years, you know, and he hasn't come back yet. Well, we don't know when he's coming back. But, you know, the first time he came, that was predicted that he was going to come. And people were looking for that for more than 70 years. You know, they were looking forward to that. You know, when will he come? When will it be? And God kept his word. And just the same way Jesus came that first time, was born of a virgin there in Bethlehem, God will keep his word. Jesus will come back again. Right now, we are living in the age of grace. And what God is showing a lot of grace as we look at this world and look at our country and the way it is going. God is showing a lot of grace. And, you know, now is the time to reach other people for Jesus Christ, to help them to be ready for Jesus Christ, to reach those around us so that there can be more roses up on this pulpit each and every week for those that have trusted Christ as Savior. Now, we brought the Balloon family here with us today to kind of help us with that because, you know, if you go out on the street, you know, and ask people, are you going to go to heaven someday? And most of them would say, "Well, I hope so. I think so. I'm not sure." If you ask people, "What do you think you have to do to go to heaven?" Well, there's all sorts of man-made reasons that intellectually sound good, but not necessarily biblically correct. If we're going to go to God's heaven, we've got to get there God's way, the way that he has already paved for us. We can't pave our own way to get to heaven. And so we brought the Balloon family here today to kind of help us with that. And Grandpa Balloon, and he's got his best Sunday shoes on and everything. And this is Grandpa Balloon. And if we ask Grandpa Balloon, "Grandpa, are you going to heaven someday?" And he would say, "Well, I most certainly am." "Well, Grandpa Balloon, what makes you think you're going to heaven someday?" And he'd say, "Well, I go to church. I go to church all the time. I go to church on Sunday mornings. I'm there for Sunday school. I go to church Sunday night, Wednesday for prayer meeting. Whenever the doors of the church are open, I go to church. I've been going to church all my life. So I go to church. That means I get to go to heaven." Now, going to church is a good thing. It's an important thing because that is how we learn to live our life as believers in Jesus Christ. As God's word is shared from the pulpit, we learn how we are to live our life and apply God's word to our life in every situation and circumstance. But simply going to church won't make you a Christian. That's like me saying, I'll take the pastor's side on this, I went to the Philadelphia Eagles football stadium last week. And because I went to the football stadium, that makes me a football player. Or I went to the hospital a couple weeks ago, that makes me a doctor. You would all say, no, that doesn't work that way. Well, what makes you think it works that way in church? Just because you walk into a building doesn't make you a Christian. In fact, Acts 4:12 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved." That's what the Bible says. If we're going to get to heaven, we must trust Jesus Christ as our Savior. So going to church is a good thing, but that's not necessarily going to get us to heaven. And then we come down here to Father Balloon. And we ask Father Balloon, are you going to heaven someday? And he'd say, well, yes, I am. Well, Father Balloon, what makes you think you're going to go to heaven? And he'd say, well, I really don't remember anything really much about it, but when I was real young, I was baptized. And because I was baptized, I get to go to heaven. So somehow Father Balloon thinks water is going to wash away his sin. But the Bible says it's the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all of our sin, not water. In fact, in John 14:6, Jesus said this. Jesus himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father," which is in heaven, "but by me." Jesus didn't say, "Baptism is the way and the truth and the life." Jesus didn't say, "It's me plus something else." The blood of Jesus Christ is sufficient to pay completely for all of my sin. Now, being baptized is an important thing after we've trusted Jesus as our Savior. Excuse me for just a moment. So, you know, because after, when you're baptized, you're saying, "I identify with Jesus." Now, how many of you have a favorite sports team? I know most of you do. Okay. You know, what's your favorite sports team?
Green Bay Packers.
My grandson would love you. That's his favorite. He used to be a Cowboys fan, but his cousins transferred him. All right. Now, how would people know you're a Green Bay Packers fan without telling them vocally? Sure. You wear a jersey. You don't wear a cheese head?
No.
Oh, I'm disappointed. Sure, you wear a jersey. Or you wear a hat of that team. You're identifying with that team. People see you wearing that. Oh, he's a Green Bay Packers fan. He's an Eagles fan. He's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, you know, because they see you wearing that. Well, when a person is baptized after they have trusted Jesus as their Savior, they're saying to all those that see them being baptized, "I'm identifying with Jesus. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ." And that's what takes place after I've trusted Jesus. Being baptized without trusting Jesus as your Savior is just being put under water, you know. It's after you're baptized, you're saying, "I identify with Jesus. I have trusted Him as my Savior," and then you're baptized. So baptism is important, but just simply being baptized at one time won't get a person to heaven. And over here we have, who do you think this is? Mother Balloon, that's right. And Mother Balloon, we would ask Mother Balloon, "Mom, are you going to heaven someday?" And she would say, "Well, yes, I most certainly am." And we'd say, "Well, Mother Balloon, what makes you think you're going to go to heaven someday?" And she'd say, "Well, I'm a good person. I do a lot of good things. I help people. I enjoy doing good things. And the good things I do definitely outweigh the bad things I do." Why, just last week, there was a balloon family down the street. Mom and Dad were sick, and so I took care of the baby balloons all week long. And so that's going to get me to heaven. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it's the gift of God,
not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, if I'm a Christian, if I've trusted Jesus as my Savior, boy, I should be doing good things. I should be helping people. But the Bible says if we could get to heaven by being good, we'd be boasting about it. Hey, let me tell you what I did to get to heaven, you know. I came up with the cure for cancer. And somebody else was like, ha, that's nothing. Let me tell you what I did to get here. It's not by something that I can do. It's by what Jesus Christ already did. He's the one that died on a cross to pay for my sin in full. And if I could get to heaven by being good, in one word, how good would I have to be? The Bible says we've all fallen short of that. We've all come short of heaven. None of us are perfect. So being good, doing good things, it's important. But that's not going to get us to heaven. And finally down here, we've got Billy Balloon. And we ask Billy, hey, Billy, are you going to go to heaven someday? And he'd say, yep. Well, Billy, what makes you think you are going to go to heaven someday? He goes, my mom and dad, they say they're Christians, so I guess I must be one too. So somehow, Billy Balloon thinks he's going to grab a hold of his parents' coattails, and they're going to be able to drag him into heaven somehow. It's just like some people that say, well, I've got a brother that's a pastor, or I've got a grandfather that was a pastor, you know. Oh, that'll get me to heaven. No, it's in Romans chapter 14, verse 12. And that verse says that each one of us must give an account of himself to God. So I can't say, Lord, I know this person. That's okay. You can laugh at me if you want. Hank would. So, you know, we can't get to heaven any other way. We can't get there by saying, well, I know this person and, I'm going to grab a hold of their coattail somehow. You know, the Bible tells us that each one of us have to give an account of himself. There has to be a time in my life when I have personally put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Now we get down here to Sally Balloon, and we ask Sally, Sally, are you going to heaven someday? And she would say, well, yes, I am. And how do you know that you're going to heaven? And she'd say, well, one night in Awana, I heard Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I heard Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. And I realized that I had sinned. And then I heard Romans 10:13. And that verse says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Acts 16:31, it said, believe on the Lord and thou shalt be saved. And that was the night that I realized I was a sinner, that I wasn't going to go to heaven. And that's the night that I put my faith and trust in Jesus. I believed on him. And I called upon the Lord, for whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. That's the night that I prayed and I trusted Jesus as my Savior. And so I know I'm going to heaven. You know, so as we go out on the street and ask people all of these, you know, the question, one question with all these different answers, and they sound logical, but we could say, well, you know, they all do sound pretty good, but, you know, which one is right? You know, who is this again? Grandpa Balloon. And what did he say was going to get him to heaven? Going to church. So if he dies, as we all will,
Or if Jesus were to come back before he died, will he go to heaven? No. Oh, woke some of you up, didn't it? Yeah. Sorry for those that were sleeping. No, he won't go to heaven. You know, if Jesus comes back while he's still alive, he'll be left behind. He will not go to heaven. What did Father Balloon say was going to get him to heaven? Yeah, he said, I was baptized. That's going to get me to heaven. But if he dies or if Jesus comes back, will he go to heaven? No, he won't. He'll be left behind forever. How about Mother Balloon? What was going to get her to heaven? Oh, I do lots of good things. And there's a lot of people out there that do a lot of good things. There's a lot of people out there that are good people. You know, you look at them and you think, well, they're pretty nice people. But just being good isn't going to get them to heaven. If they die or Jesus comes back and they've never trusted him, they won't go to heaven. How about Billy Balloon? What was going to get Billy to heaven? Yeah, he said, yeah, you know, my parents say they're Christians, so if they're Christians, I guess I must be a Christian too. And if Jesus comes back or they die, will they go to heaven? No. And then we've got Sally Balloon. What did Sally Balloon say was going to get her to heaven? She's the one that trusted Jesus as her Savior. And if she dies or if Jesus comes back, will she go to heaven? Yes, she will. And the Bible says, and so shall we ever be with the Lord forever and ever and ever. And some people would say, well, you can't really know for sure you're going to heaven. In 1 John, it says that ye may know that you have eternal life. You can know for sure that you are on your way to heaven. And the Bible says if we trust Jesus as our Savior, we can know that for sure. You know, if you're here today, you've never put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, I would encourage you to do that today. I would be glad to talk with you after the service. My wife, the pastor, many people would be glad to share with you, not our philosophy on the whole thing, but what the Bible actually says about heaven and how you can know that you're going, because he is coming back sometime very, very soon. Boy, there's a song that I don't know if you can sing it. When Jesus comes, will you be ready to go? We hadn't planned this at all, but I thought, and I'm not sure I can even sing that, but I thought, it goes along so well with what I've shared. And I'm not sure if she'll be able to sing this. She has not tried singing since her thyroid surgery, so... The time to end another day of life will soon be here. The things we've done are memories now and will not reappear. The things that this world offers us seem wonderful and vast. But I have found that only the things that are done for Christ will last. For I know Jesus, and he knows me. Do you know Jesus? Has he set you free? He's coming back real soon to take the saved ones home. When Jesus comes, will you be ready to go? A lifetime comes, a lifetime goes, it fades away so fast. The things we've done are memories now and sealed in the past. The things that offers us seem wonderful and vast. But I have found that only the things that are done for Christ will last. For I know Jesus, and He knows me. Do you know Jesus? Has He set you free? He's coming back real soon to take the saved ones home. When Jesus comes, will you be ready to go? For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. He's coming back real soon to take the saved ones home. When Jesus comes, will you be ready to go? Well, I told you we didn't practice that. That was spur of the moment, but I thought, wow, the message of that really fit so well with, you know, what we shared this morning. Jesus is coming back. We don't know when that's going to be. The signs of the times are there. Somebody said, I've stopped looking for the signs. I'm listening for the sounds. You know, He's coming back soon. When He comes, will you be ready to go? Pastor, I'll let you close this out because I'm not sure I got much of a voice left.
Well, that gives me real motivation. Cheryl and I are doing special music next Sunday. No one will stay, but we appreciate it. What a great graphic example of what the gospel is all about. They're going to be here throughout the day. They're going to be sharing tonight with the Iwana kids. So the Iwana kids, just remind the leaders, we're meeting in here at 5:30. And then we'll break up into game time game time and handbook time. All right, so we'll do the lessons in here. So let's stand together. We're going to sing just that final chorus. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I want to invite everyone, stay around for about 15 minutes. We'll start Sunday school at 4:45. And then even if you haven't signed up for dinner, we'll have a ham and scalloped potatoes and all kinds of desserts and things. I think we'll have plenty. Hang around for Sunday school, hear their ministry, and then enjoy that time of fellowship with them. Even if you don't want to eat with us, just come down and sit and talk and just enjoy the fellowship. Okay, but stay around for Sunday school.